guys, I can't explain it. Sometimes a phenomenon is just a phenomenon, and it's a phenomenon, right? So this year, I said I wasn't going to be collecting any of the little shops, right? I said, no. I'm an adult now. I'm a big person. I'm not going to do it.
Yes.
But
I started giving it away. Yes, you started giving to your neighbor's daughter.
I did. And then I some of them looked really, really cute as well. And I thought, look, let me just keep this one and I keep this one. And then I saw that that apparently that one specific piece for the little shop has become the most sought after commodity. In actual fact, pound for pound, more valuable than platinum at close of business yesterday is the little pink trolley from the little shop. Have you guys seen how people have you seen what's happening online?
Yeah, so I saw an article about this and I thought maybe you were the guy that I could ask about this. I saw an article, I think it was on Times Live, that a person in Potch sold four toy trolleys for 2,000 rands each. And then there was also a thing about an animal rescue organization in KZN who auctioned one of these mini trolleys for $2,000.
This is what's happening, right? So yeah. I have one. I have an extra pink trolley, and I put it up on my socials, just going, halala, look at me. And then I was flooded with, I need it for a fundraiser. Please give it to me. My 5-year-old daughter has been crying for 17 days straight because she's not been able to complete her collection. Darren, please help me. I have to be the one to get it. And I'm like, whoa. I don't know what to do, guys. I was inundated with messages and requests, and I'm at a point now where I can't pick one. And like, because people are doing fundraisers for animal shelters with these things, guys.
But then, wait, why do you want to give yours away?
Because people need it more than me. For me, I don't have a full collection. Caitlin's got her full her collection full. This is literally an extra pink trolley, a little shop pink trolley. I don't need it, but I don't know how to choose who to give it to.
Mm. Oh my, yeah.
So I've got to make it complete. I can't choose one over the other. I can't choose, you know, an animal shelter over a human shelter over the dreams of a 9 and 10 year old girls and boys.
Oh, no.
I've put it up on my Facebook, Darren Moore Facebook, and my Instagram, and I said all you need to do is in the comments say pick me, and then I'm going to put that, I'll give it a day or two, I'll put that through my randomizer, through a standard randomizer, and whoever is picked, you will get it, and I'll come and I'll give it to you. Fair enough?
I'll give you everything also that I have. Whoever wants, I'll put that up as well. You can come. I don't know if I'll drop it off, but you can come fetch it from me for sure. I'll leave it at East Coast Radio House for you. I have no problem.
I'll leave it with a little.
Yeah, Darren, I'm going to go comment as well. And I love this thing with the pick me.
Yeah, pick sky. Shows. Yeah,
I'm auctioning this thing. 10,000 rands.
Well, no, my word is my bond. So the first person that is picked will get it. And yeah, you're quite right, Carmen. Whether you come here and we give you a cup and a hamper with your trolley or whatever, that's what we'll do. East Coast Breakfast.